Today is Tuesday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. So today is the 9th, and we're making steady progress through our words. Speaking of words, I'm starting today's session with some words for you to think over. None of them are the word for today, but they are linked. Let's start with caress, embrace, nuzzle, stroke, touch, nudge, squeeze, cuddle. What about blush? Warm and flushed, fiery, heated, radiant, reddened. Burn, ignite, fan, inflame, kindle, stoke, torch, scorch. And I had another one in mind, but I'm skipping it because, well, I want warmth, closeness. And when we get to our word for today, you'll know why. Are you sitting comfortably in that chair? With each hand resting palm downwards on your thighs. Both feet flat on the floor. Remember how good it feels to just breathe properly. Breathing in deep and breathing out just a bit longer than your inhale. As you breathe in and out, I want you to imagine that air coming into your body from the most unlikely of entryways. Through your ears. How about the pores on your arm? The soles of your feet? Any marks left by last night's games? Breathe in deep and fill yourself. And breathe out. Empty yourself the things that you know we don't need right now. Imagine that window just over my left shoulder. Stare at the window and let the frame and curtains and even the wall fade. Only the outside view attracts your attention. And you feel yourself there. Outside. That pleasant temperature. Seasons changing. Seeing and feeling. Perhaps even smelling the evidence of that change. Now think of yourself in your chair in the room where you sit. Perhaps you're not in a room, maybe this is your commute. See what's around you. Built around you, the city, the town. And know that while you're there, you can also experience here the birds, the breeze, wind chimes, the vibrations coming to you, enveloping you. Everything in the material world is made up of vibration. It's resonant. So as you listen to the sounds, tones around you, as I speak about today's word, you take the time to see, feel, know what note connects with you and match it. As you hum, you pair the word with your very own voice, a voice that no one has but you, your vocal fingerprint. Nobody hums like you, not exactly, not in the body that's yours, sitting right where you are now. Wrap the word with your intention and release the vibrations of your voice out. Out into the ever-vibrating world. So today's phrase, because it's not just a word, is tantric devotion. And the follower says he chose that word because he wants to go deeper with his mind exploration and hands-free sensations. Fewer orgasms and strengthening other aspects of his life and his connection. So if you're unfamiliar with it, the goal, I say, of tantric sex, well, it's to achieve a spiritual or energetic contact during a sensual experience. As you can tell, tantric devotion can do similar. It's about slow, sensual, building a connection, feeling that connection to your partner. It's intense and enlightened, and it's something you probably feel cheesy describing at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday. But it is fantastic and a wonderful goal phrase for 2021. And let's be real here, it's just us, right? I love ropes. I love a toy box that brims with toys. I freaking adore taking an extra suitcase that does not have clothes in it for a weekend of fun. The hood that steals words and hearing, only leaving you open to my touch instead. Yes, thank you. Even the chastity cage that takes intercourse off the table and yet hours of pleasure still happen, and both of us float higher, skin sensitive, every touch amazing. The brush of fingertips over your shoulders along your chest, maybe a playful tweak of a nipple or simply rubbing palms over you. And tantric devotion, tantric sex, so many of the things I describe in our shared daydream, our shared reality, they play into that, needing nothing more than being intertwined and knowing it. Being willing to accept love, worship, respect, enjoying that spirituality, the sensuality of masculine and feminine and blending and blurring. Knowing how to give and receive full sensations. Adding to sensual pleasure, keeping your heart and mind, spirit open. And these sexual moments, as well as these devotion moments, like now, they do require both minds to be fully present and open open to receiving the maximum amount of sensation so that every fiber of the being is awakened. And don't you want to be awake in that way?